Hi, everybody. Well, for the looks like the last day, I believe, of this month here. Let me just check my calendar. I'm not really calendar savvy here. Let me look here. Nope, we got one more day. I'm wrong. Well, today is May 30th, 2016. So let's clear the energy for this day. And the day is Memorial Day. So here we go. Let's release the energy for the day from people. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I guess I'll release sadness, because this day could bring sadness to people. So here we go, releasing what you're thinking about to make you sad. So think of a situation or something. Typically, it'd probably be a person, since it's Memorial Day, but maybe you lost one of your animals on this day also, and you didn't really lose any people, but this day is when you lost your favorite best friend, your cat. So here we go. So think of that person or that animal, and I'll release that one situation that you're thinking about to see if we can give you some peace. Here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll be releasing some keywords for today in a little bit here. But let's first release aliens that are here. And here they go. So I'll count to 100. And I'm going to, since the aliens don't live in time, there could be a lot of aliens that were in soldiers sharing the body, because they do have alien wars here, and then they bring those down into our physical human wars, and then the aliens are actually fighting different races of people, we'll say, because the races out there in the Biana don't like each other. And that's, I talked about this before on shows quite a while back, but if there are any aliens that are trapped here because they chose to come into somebody's body, and that body, you know, died in the war, now they're kind of like stuck, because they came in not realizing that the physical body could die. Let's release those also off the planet here, and you may even have some of this energy with you. So here we go. I've already yawned before I did anything. So here we go. Let's release these aliens that are stuck here. And they could be also, you know, tormenting you, causing situations to happen in your life that you know nothing about, but you don't feel good about it, or situations, traumas, dramas. So here we go. Let's release them out of your life. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Now we're going to energize the light beams on your monitor screen or screens. So we'll count to five to do so. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So I'm seeing a lot of animal clouds up in the skies, white puffy animal clouds, and they look like animals. Some have, you know, you can see them. Some look like little bears. Some look like dogs. So, dragons. Anyway, you may have seen that. I don't know. But they're normally in white clouds, and they take that the face on of whatever, you know, animal it is. And they're very large. So I'll turn it over to our co-host here. Elizabeth, are you out there?
Yes. Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. We are live on bbsradio.com, Station 1, and this is our Monday show, and we like to call this the Healing Highway, and it's your chance to really email us or ask us via the fast chat feedback form what is, if you have any questions about Ron's healings, if you have any questions or testimonials about healings you've been doing. And all of these healings and clearings that we're going to talk about on the show are available on creationlightship.com. And there has been a lot going on, so we do have a lot of listener testimonials, and Ron has been doing some special conference calls, which I think have been very beneficial to people, as well as getting a lot of stuff off of them that they need to clear. So, Ron, I guess we should start with maybe a listener testimonial. Oh, and I also wanted to say that you can access the fast chat feedback form through our BBS radio show homepage, as well as creationlightship.com. When you go to that website during the live shows, there is a link that takes you directly to the chat at the top of the page. And you can also just email us directly at clsquestions@yahoo.com. Okay, so Ron, you had mentioned the animal clouds, which is interesting because we did get a couple of questions about animals. And we also got an animal testimonial from someone who writes that they took in an old dog. Her owners had passed away, and she needed a home. Her personality before she came was not very good. She had a mean streak and would attack my dog. Ron said we could do clearings on your pets that we did on ourselves. So this is a great gift. The old dog has been reborn. I ran the emotional clearing, fear body clearing, and many more, the shapeshifters, and on the alien attack clearing page too. My thanks and Ginger's thanks. She sits out in the living room area now and is running around outside like a puppy, and she's getting along so much better with my other dog now. So this pet owner clearing is a wonderful gift from Ron. I clear her off after I clear myself off.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Yeah, it's something to watch animals change so quickly, you know.
Yeah, they do seem to really adapt to the clearings very easily.
It's almost before your eyes you watch them change, you know, within, you know, maybe moments, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, what kind of keywords can we clear for today? Is there, you know, I guess Memorial Day means you're probably mourning somebody's death, so let's clear the word for death.
Okay.
So that's probably the main thing here. So let's clear that word, death. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, boy, 9 and 10. Okay. And I guess I'll do clear fear of death, okay? Because that could also be attached to that. So let's release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I think they used the word fallen soldiers, you know, maybe in the military or something. So let's use that here. Let's clear that. Anybody else knows the military type of, you know, word that they use for that? You know, deceased could be one word, but I think, you know, there may be another word that they use. So here we go. 1, fallen soldiers. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what comes to mind is they put the Vietnam, you know, that memorial up where the soldiers names are on that. So that thing is probably just you know, attached to everybody's emotions as people maybe go up to it and see the person's name on it. They may put their hands, you know, on, I don't know what kind of material it's made out of, but, you know, they put their hands on it, I'm sure, as they're crying. Might be marble, I don't know, but let's just clear that off completely. So here we go, releasing that energy of that war memorial for Vietnam. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And somehow I can kind of remember watching TV, and they would show all the white crosses, you know, at the different cemeteries. So let's clear the energy off the crosses here. Here we go. One, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And I also want to clear anger off people. So, you know, you may have had relatives from your country land who were killed or prosecuted or, you know, soldiers. And so I know when I was growing up, because of World War II, a lot of people didn't like Japanese stuff. I won't get into that too much. That was a big thing in German stuff also. So let's clear away that energy in case somehow that's passed on to you from your parents. Or maybe if you're younger, maybe even from your grandparents. So here we go, releasing that energy. One, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. I guess I'll do it. I'll do the energy of the Japanese, see if that has an effect. I did them kind of both together, but maybe since we had the Japanese and we had Germans, let's clear the Japanese energy of whatever, you know, you were taught or believed or something that could be inside of you with anger. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. What is the flip side of that? Maybe you are, say, Japanese, and when you hear about what happened, you kind of felt like you were betrayed by that race, you know, and you're Japanese or something. So we'll do that. We'll do the same thing for Germans. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And now we'll do anger toward Germans. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And now betrayal, if you are German and you don't think that that was proper, like again, you're betrayed by your race. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. That's pretty heavy. I saw something on TV. I forgot what it was about, but I don't know if it was the Michael Moore movie or not, but they showed Germany. And the people, you know, in school and stuff, they teach them all what happened in World War II. It's not covered up at all. And they... you know, they have streets marked to where things happen and everything else. It was quite something to see that it wasn't swept underneath the carpet, you know, that they all know about it. That's probably to keep them, I won't say in check, but just to make awareness of what happened. So anyway, I guess we'll continue on with the show here. Maybe we have some other words. If you think we have any coming in that we can clear to help people out.
Yeah, Ron, I think maybe sacrifice.
Okay, sacrifice. Here we go.
Talk about that a lot.
Yeah, so one, two, three, four, oh, man, five, Man, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I guess we could sacrifice. I guess the flip side could be like being a hero. Maybe you have a somebody who was a hero. They died because they did something to protect other people or whatever. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and I guess I didn't think of the Korean War, so we'll do that. And then we'll do, I guess, we could do Vietnam. I don't know, there's a lot we could do, but we'll do those, maybe Afghanistan. So here we go. So here we go. Korean War, so if you have any stuff going on there, let's release that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's always wars someplace. So I guess we'll do Vietnam. So this will be maybe anger to the Vietnamese people. So here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's see here. Let's do, I guess, Iraqis here. So here we go. Iran, Iraq, Middle East entities. I'll just call it that to be a lot easier. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. We could probably do one, like you're in the service, so the service. So here we go. 1, releasing that energy. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you.
Yeah, and also being of service or serving, those are all really great words to clear. Also, someone had mentioned paid the price or the ultimate price. So
okay.
Maybe clear the word price.
Price, okay. Yeah. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I don't know what else to clear. Maybe somebody else may have something out there listening that, they're not feeling very well today, and we could clear that word or whatever that would mean, to help somebody out. So we'll see if we get anything coming in for keywords. Remember, when you have keywords, they abduct you on the timeline, so you don't want to be in those timelines. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Okay, so someone wrote in a couple of words like honor, patriots, patriotism, draft dodgers, coward, hippies, and protesters.
Oh, well, I guess stuff from the 70s, huh?
Sounds like the 70s. Yeah, anything there you'd like to clear, Ron?
Boy. I'll have everybody pick their word. So here we go. We'll be doing the whole show for words here. So pick one of those words that pertains to you. So here we go. Releasing that. Oh, boy, lots of energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. It's heavy. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth. Wow.
It seems very heavy. Okay, so maybe we'll just give you a break from that, Ron. Thanks for doing all those clearings for a minute. And we did get a listener question here asking if you could please explain the difference between the special generic lifetime healing versus the special healing, or are they the same? Thanks for everything.
They're probably the same, I think. So the generic one, boy, I'm trying to think here. Maybe the generic is for the going into your generational clearings, and the special is for a whole life clearing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's two, the special generic, there's a special generic generational clearing for generations 1 through 7. And it says that this is a multi-purpose special generic 7-generation clearing. This multi-purpose generic 7-generation clearing is for use on a topic, situation, or issue that is not included in the previously posted online 7-generation clearings. Please find a list of existing clearings at the bottom of this text. And then there are there's a list of clearings that already, Ron, you can do. And examples of possible uses for the generic version include conditions or issues that your family has had, such as heart conditions and other diseases, a mental condition that runs in your family, a reoccurring dream or nightmare. This clearing will also work when used in conjunction with this special clearing to help you clear deeper into the issue you are addressing.
Very good.
So I think they kind of work together. And then the I think the generic, just the special generic lifetime healings, which is a whole lifetime clearing, I think that's, you know, you could use that for any issue that maybe you have that Ron does not currently have an online clearing for.
Yeah, I think I'll do a clearing, a Band-Aid clearing. What I was just saying, you know, was that there's probably people listening that, you know, maybe they were at war and they saw a lot of people get killed. Doesn't matter if it's your buddies or someone else. And at the very end of the whole thing, after you get released and you're now trying to live your life, you get these nightmares coming to you. And, you know, you may even be having thoughts like, you know, I wish I was dead. You know, why am I living when I've seen all this death around me? And now it's haunting me. And I'm sure most people in the service who have been to war probably feel that way. You know, I know we have clearings that could help you. But, you know, the emotional one is the main one, and then other ones too. But, you know, I don't have any actual clearings listed under the headings of war. But what I'll do is a clearing, if you do feel that way and you're haunted by what you have seen, I'll do a clearing for what you're thinking of right now. And I'll do it 3 times so you can pick up 3 events. So here we go. First event. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and I'll pick your next scene that's haunting you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie dokie. I don't know what else I could probably clear here. Maybe betrayal here. Maybe you felt betrayed by what's happened. So here we go. Let's do betrayal clearing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, any comments, Elizabeth, coming in?
Yeah, and somebody also mentioned the word grief.
Okay, grief. Yeah, okay. So let's clear grief. I don't know if I have that on the website or not. That could be a special clearing if not. But here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I think that good grief used to be a word used a lot. Maybe The Life of Riley or something, good grief. I don't know if that was that show or not, but...
I think Charlie Brown used to say that. I think one of the Peanuts characters, too.
Okay. So...
Well, Ron, I'm having some body reactions to all this.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Did I do that one again?
Yeah, maybe we should do that one again, grief.
Grief, okay. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll do it again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, that sounds making me hoarse. Interesting. Remember, you don't know what's in race consciousness, mass consciousness, you know, all those words. So as you know, you connect to it, they're on timelines, and the keywords affect you and bring you into parallel lives. And that's not good. So you want to get rid of the keywords, at least clear them, and then also, you know, get yourself off those timelines where that energy could exist. Remember, each time you see a scene of something happening in your mind, remember, everything is mind-related, so your mind is your home theater, you know? And so when you start seeing visions or whatever, that means you're on timeline, especially your dreams. You want to get off those timelines, because they're tormenting you. Out in the beyond, though, the aliens are loving it, but you're not loving it yourself. So all you're getting out of it is... frustration and physical pain or whatever trauma is by being there. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah. Wow. There's a lot there, Ron, and it does feel very heavy. Somebody also had mentioned doing the trauma body clearing. If you have been involved in, like, war or fighting or soldiering of any kind, trauma body clearing, and that's a whole lifetime clearing and is available on Creation Lightship. And I'm just looking here to see if there are any other clearings that relate to the word trauma. Well, there's the fetus and birth trauma. It's a different kind of trauma. There's the media news event trauma removal, which that might actually relate to the trauma body, because if you were, maybe you had served in Iraq or something, and now you're back and you're hearing all this news and it's upsetting to you, or, you know, you hear news about, you know, places you were, people you knew, all of that in the news can cord you to those situations, and it's not just for people who have been involved in war, it's, I guess, for anyone who, you know, watches the news or, you know, feels bad when they hear about war or things that are going on, you know, in other countries, that might be a good clearing to do. But I guess if you have experienced trauma firsthand yourself, there is that trauma body clearing, as was mentioned by a listener, as well as generations 1 through 7, all the way up to generations 43 to 49. So maybe if you have a history of maybe a military family, you might want to do some of those clearings and get some of that ancestral energy off of you in your current lifetime.
Yep, yep, that could help. What I'm thinking is possibly the younger people who have been, you know, into war more recently. I would imagine that maybe you could just say you're under 30 and you've been overseas fighting. I would imagine that you're probably talking to people that you were with. You have their phone numbers and you write to them, and then, you know, this day comes, Memorial Day, and you know, you kind of maybe you all get on a conference line together and talk to say how you're doing and stuff, but you're kind of reminiscing the past when you're over there. And all of a sudden, now you're on those timelines that somebody brings up an event and you all remember it, and you're living that timeline over again. So that's you don't want to do, but you may want to do some timeline crashes, you know, for that event of whatever you're reminiscing. So back to you.
Yeah, and it's funny, Ron, you mentioned the word reminiscing, and Memorial Day is kind of like that day where you're supposed to remember, and the word memory is in memorial, and it's a very charged sort of timeline that you're connecting to. If you choose to go to, like, I'm a while back in the show, somebody had mentioned, you know, going to the parades or going to the services or maybe doing some of the activities in your town, that all of these things are probably courting you to these memories. So it's, actually somebody was asking, did Ron just clear the word memorial? And I think you did, Ron.
If not, I'll do it again here. Here
okay.
We go. Leaching that energy again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go.
Okay, great. Thank you. And someone else wrote and thanked you for the Earth barcode clearing that you gave to us, and they're asking if you can clarify it. So just maybe explain more about what that means.
Okay, the Earth barcode is what the aliens put on you so that you love reincarnating back to this planet. Okay? Because naturally, I would think, if your spirit, you know, is already contaminated with your emotions. So your emotions are, in a sense, an energy where you can actually probably think with your emotions. You know, you get upset. You're upset because the emotions are reacting. So that's where your spirit is after you die. It's full of all this stuff. So I would imagine that you might say after you're dead, you know, maybe an hour after, you know, hell, I never want to come back here ever again. You know, this life was too hard. Well, that barcode then sticks you back here, and it's the way the aliens can track you to keep you here. So the natal chart is how the aliens connect to you. That's all the agenda, but the Earth barcode keeps you here. Now, what we're doing on the conference call that we had on Saturday, that was for the shackle removal. What that was about is that the aliens are transmitting energies, we'll say, from the beyond or even underground on the Earth here, but putting energies into the grid lines, the ley lines, and coming up, since you're attached with the barcode to the Earth, okay, then you're kind of like planet here, just like a tree would be, and then they run that energy up into you. So that's another way of looking at it. So we were working with the barcode to release that barcode so that maybe they're not going to connect with you that easily. So that's what we were doing on the Saturday call. Or if you did it afterwards, you know, you're going to feel, I'm sure, some kind of effect because, you know, they're normally coming through your crown chakra, but they can't come in through your feet. So the barcode, I think, would typically work with your feet, but it could work with your auric field or anything else that you're attaching here. But typically, you know, you're walking on the Earth, so that's probably where they're going to hook you up with through your feet. So anyway, that's just another way they can get you. So So from the Beyondo, it comes in because you're tied to the earth with the barcode on you. Then this is, you know, you're stuck here, and that's how they get you. So that would be on, I think we talked about it, too, last Saturday. And if you're on an archive listening, it wasn't too far ago. So the Saturday VBS program was on the 28th of May, 2016. So back to you.
Yeah, and I guess if you haven't listened to that archive, be sure to check that out, the May 28th, for the explanation of the Earth removal barcode. And it seems like...
Yep, that's good. I don't think it's up yet, but, you know, a day or two, it'll probably be put back online. So it takes VBS a little bit of time to put them up. But they are really good at it. You can get a show within maybe half a week after we do it. So it's great. So where do we go from here, Elizabeth?
Well, somebody had also mentioned, Ron, in, I guess you had mentioned, like, slavery. And someone had mentioned that there are certain types of, like, shoes and bracelets that look like cuffs, like ankle cuffs or wrist cuffs in fashion. So these could be sort of, like, tied to perhaps, like, an enslavement of sorts.
Okay. Well, I can release that if you have that, maybe that picture, if you've seen it, or if you're envisioning something now. Let's get you off that timeline, so let's release that energy. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Okay, wow, this is kind of a crazy show tonight. Someone also mentioned doing the letters MIA, or missing in action, for the key alien keyword intercept disconnect.
Yeah, then also the POWs, you know.
Yeah, any sort of letters like that, like those three letters.
Yeah, so let's, you could do that yourself. That's a free clearing. I just wonder if they would have wars if they happen to show, you know, pictures of body parts after somebody got blown up, you know? I don't know. Based on kind of morbid here, but this might give you went to your induction center. So we want to show you this movie first. You want to enlist here. Okay, here you go. You got 1 hour. And we'll show you arms and legs and people blown up and everything else, you know. And you want to do this, you know, this could be you, you know. I think you'd probably run out the door, you know. But that's why they want young people, because they're more invincible, you know.
Yeah,
but anyway,
and also,
won't get into
really,
that. But.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, well, and also I think a lot of people go into it not really knowing what it's about.
No, they don't. You know, that's why they get young people. They think they're going to live forever. But let's release that, because if we have any military people here listening, they've seen that. And maybe you're a police officer or something, and, you know, you've seen wrecks and things, you know, where people have been torn apart, or you're an EMT or something, you know. So let's just do a clearing. So bring up, I'll do this five times. So bring up five situations. But this pertains to you, and you've seen these things, and it doesn't look too good, you know. So here we go. First scene that you want to bring up, releasing that from you. You're still going to see it, but the charge should be taken off of it. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's the first one. Number two, you can pull up the next one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number three. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number four. 1, 2, 3. Well, this one's heavy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And number five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron, and I don't know if this is, gosh, this just kind of like came into my head, like the all of the people who were amputees, or they had, you know, they lost, perhaps they lost, you know, part of their body in action. And I wonder, I'm just wondering if there's like a clearing that they could do that would sort of like, you know how people say they have that like phantom limb syndrome where they feel the arm or the leg, you know, I guess that's because it's still connected to them. And how, maybe how could they, is there any clearing that you know of that could maybe help them deal with that, or some type of like a release that would help them let that go?
Well, I don't know, you know, discuss one, but I don't know if we have anything out on the website that, you know, pertains to, you know, soldiers and or
yeah,
war.
Right.
You know, it's, boy. But that could open up a whole can of worms, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because I know, like, a lot of people who are dealing with that, you know, and there's been a lot of, like, books written about it, and you see it kind of all the time. It's, like, almost like a... you know, this like special case almost, like how would you even address that being a soldier?
Yeah, boy, I don't know. There's so much there. There's the fact that, you know, like, why did I enlist? Let's put me now.
Right.
You know, my life's ruined.
Right.
I had a nice marriage when I left and now I don't have it, or my girlfriend left me, and, you know, or whatever. You know, there's so much that the body goes through
yeah.
and the mind through, and that not being, you know, functional.
I just
don't know what to say.
I guess it's where you'd want to start, like, separating physical issues from emotional ones and how those are connected. So the thing that comes to mind would be, like, trauma, obviously, guilt. You know, a lot of the words that we've been talking about on the show so far, it seems like all of those things would relate to that situation.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, you need to get a lot of full lifetime clearings to be there, to release the stuff from you. Boy. And then after that, you have to accept where you are right now.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, Ron, is there really, like, anything that could make you feel whole again despite having the loss of a body part? Like, is there, like, something that could, like, release that or release that energy?
I'll have to work on that one.
Because I know we've been talking about, and I know you have that, like, special call coming up on the 27th, which is the body organ restoration. But I wonder if there could be, like, a body restoration.
Yeah, I don't know if the body print would help take away that energy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll put that on the back burner.
Okay, great. Yeah, just because it seems like something a lot of, you know, young people especially are dealing with, unfortunately. It's not really a pleasant topic, but, you know, it just, while you were talking there and we were talking about all these words and sacrifice and all of that, I was kind of like thinking about that. And, you know, if you don't lose your life, but you lose a part of yourself and you have to keep on living, you know,
yeah.
How do you deal with that?
Boy, I don't know. I'll put it on the back burner, see if I... And if anybody has any ideas, too, what clearings to use, maybe, you know, you may know some that are helpful. So
yeah, or if you've gone through something like this yourself, maybe you weren't even in a war. Maybe you were, like, in another kind of accident and you have some sort of experience or, you know, you've done clearings yourself with this.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, so we are actually getting some responses here, and let me see if I can find anybody that's written in about that. Somebody said injured soldiers should come maybe on the June 27th body restoration call, maybe. So that might be a good place to start. Let's see.
Yeah, that could help if you're having something that you didn't lose anything. You know, maybe you have numbness or something going on in your body, from a situation. And that could even be like a car wreck or something.
You jumped in front of a train or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would start with trauma with that because there is a lot of trauma that the body goes through anytime something like that is going on. It's a very difficult thing to clear. So someone else wrote in that they are open to another Android clearing. It was absolutely amazing. And Ron, I think you just did this either last weekend or the weekend before, the Android hardware removal. It was a special call, and it was on a Saturday. And I thought we might get some more testimonials from that. And someone else suggested that infinite sadness might help for the missing limbs. So
yeah,
that clearing.
That's good.
Yeah. That might actually help with a lot of the other issues we've been discussing, too, on the show. Okay. So someone really enjoyed the Android hardware removal call.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do anything next month or not. If I get, enough people who may want to do something in June, I wasn't planning on doing anything, but it's possible, I guess. I don't know. Maybe the 18th of June I could do that one, but, I just don't want to, rush people too much. But if you think you need something, maybe, I guess, because the other call started on the 11th, I'd better do a Saturday, maybe 3-hour call, we'll say, on the 18th for the malfunctioning, Android alien hardware. Anyway, I'll just fill that out there. If we have one person, we can see if we get other people who might be interested in it. We'll just see. So.
Okay, and someone else wrote that the alien hardware removal helped with some leg issues that were causing chronic issues. Now all gone. It seems like these clearings, Ron, you've been doing are very good for chronic issues. And somebody else wrote in that I loved the release of the plate behind the neck. I have so much more movement now. My knee had a bone spur, and it feels smooth now.
Wonderful.
So that's great. Good to know. Someone else recommended the whole lifetime pain body clearing for a wounded soldier. And someone else recommended for an injured warrior harmonic frequency clearing and a light infusion healing chamber session and a special clearing. So I guess if you wanted to do a special clearing related to your issue, we had talked about that earlier in the show. Somebody else, I guess this was relating to, Ron, I think you had mentioned Life of Riley earlier, and someone wrote in, the words are blow up or Life of Riley, what a revolting development this is. And
oh, yeah, for that, yeah.
And defend.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. The thing that I always think about is like what the Earth itself experiences when these wars are going on, like what the surface of the Earth and the animals and all of the other things that live here besides us are experiencing.
Oh, dear. Yeah, that's a whole different...
That's a whole different...
Yeah. Boy.
Whole different thing. Okay. Because someone had asked if you could clear the sounds of war. Guns, planes. But I really don't know how you would do that.
Well, that would be... that would be very complicated. I did a clearing for somebody who had something with their ears going on. And this was probably 25 years ago, and I saw that maybe they're around a cannon or something. Maybe it was in the 1800s or something. And so this lifetime they happened to bring the DNA up where they couldn't hear very well. So I cleared that, and they could hear better within a week. They were right next to the cannon going off or something. But yeah, the sounds of war, that could be, you'd almost have to take each particular sound. Everybody, if you're in war, just watching stuff on TV, you hear the planes coming, then you hear, the bombs maybe being dropped or missiles or something, and then you hear the explosions, and then you hear gunfire, and then you probably also, if you've been in war, you probably maybe have heard the other side having their tanks coming. The tanks would probably be kind of unique, the sound of tanks anyway, or something like that, there's so much there. I don't know what even clearing you would do for that, other than maybe somebody might know the emotions maybe might carry over with that, but maybe it's all trauma. So maybe you want to input, gunshots, trauma for gunshots, or maybe trauma for maybe people screaming, or there's all different. You could go on. You could probably have 25 issues with this thing. So anyway, looks like our show is getting close to its end here. So everybody, I don't know what else to do here.
Yeah, Ron, we have a lot more questions, and I just wanted to say also that the tentative, I'm sorry, Ron had mentioned the date for the body organ restoration call. It's scheduled for Monday, June 27th at 5:15 Pacific following the Monday BBS program, and the cost for that is $50 via the PayPal donation button on the Creation Lightship Healing website. And also, if we didn't get to your question, we apologize. There were a lot of questions tonight as well as from previous shows, and we will get to them. We also have a show on Wednesday on BBS Station 1 as well as Friday and Saturday on Station 2. And you can check our BBS Radio homepage for the scheduled times for those. So, Ron, I think we probably all need the mind to heart drop at this point.
Yeah.
So if everyone wants to do that with Ron, I'll turn it over to you, Ron.
Okay. So if you are going to get on the call on the 27th, then maybe, pay for that maybe a week before or near the end of that week. Like maybe the 22nd thereabouts on. So I can send you an email. Otherwise, it's going to be throughout the whole month. It's a little hard to keep track of them. But here we go. Mind a heart drop, everybody. So I have to say this out loud. I now command my spirit. And next part would be to take the thoughts maybe either inside of your head or in my head. Either way it works. So I take the thoughts inside of my head and then from there drop them down to my heart. And then we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, four, three, two, and one, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, doing it again here, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hopefully that's good. And thank you, everybody. Blessings. And thank you, ladies, behind the scenes there. And thank you, BBS. Thank you, listeners. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone.